It's one of the worst terrorist attacks ever seen in Pakistan, horrifying in its scale and brutality. Taliban gunmen have stormed an army school in Peshawar in the country's northwest, killing 141 people, 132 of them children. Survivors have spoken of terrifying scenes inside the school, of gunmen targeting students cowering under desks, and there are reports at least one teacher was burned alive. The Taliban says this is revenge for Pakistani operations against them. Mary Guerin reports.
This is a country used to militant attacks, but not like this, not targeting so many children. Ambulances rushed students to hospital, even as frantic parents dashed to the school as details of the massacre emerged. Six Taliban gunmen with suicide vests, dressed in army uniforms, stormed the military-run school. They apparently made no demands. They just wanted to murder children, the children of army personnel. Survivors tell horrifying stories of gunmen shooting children under their desks, chasing them down corridors. A teacher was reportedly burned alive. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has called this a national tragedy unleashed by savages.
No one should be in any doubt. This struggle, this war will continue. The government started the anti-terrorist operation in conjunction with the army. It's now showing results. And it'll continue until terrorism is rooted out from this land.
After contentious peace talks with the Pakistan Taliban faltered this year, the military launched an offensive to clear North Waziristan, a hotbed of tribal terrorist training on the border with Afghanistan, after years of the US urging a divided Pakistan leadership take action. A Taliban spokesman says this attack is revenge. US Secretary of State John Kerry was in London when he heard the news.
The images are absolutely gut-wrenching. And Prime Minister Sharif said, these are my children, it is my loss. Well, this morning, wherever you live, wherever you are, those are our children. And this is the world's loss. This act of terror angers and shakes all people of conscience, and we condemn it in the strongest terms possible.
David Skinner is Education Director of Save the Children and has worked in both Pakistan and Afghanistan. He says schools are becoming a prime target of war.
What happened in Peshawar shouldn't happen to any child anywhere.
Yet another attack on a school. Can you put in context just how much of a problem this is becoming?
This is a particularly bad example, but unfortunately there are far too many attacks on schools. Between 2009-2013, over 9,000 schools were attacked in over 70 countries.
While the attacks were happening, the Global Coalition to Protect Education from Attack in Geneva launched guidelines about military use of schools. Too late for so many Pakistani students. With NATO troops due to leave Afghanistan this year, it's clear militants in the region still have the power to wreak devastating damage. This is Mary Guerin for AM.